I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The death toll is still rising from the magnitude 8 earthquake in Peru that devastated coastal towns last week. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer details their response in the name of Christ.
We worked then through the Luke Society, or the representative of the Luke Society, who generally forms at the local level a group of churches who then collectively respond to the need of the people. That is also what we are doing. And Luke Society is also a medical mission, and as such, they can also bring in medicine.
Next, Bright Hope International's Craig Dyer says they're bringing hope to those earning less than a dollar a day. Take India, for example. Bright Hope is breaking new ground in northern India, where they've caught the vision of local pastors. They're now hoping to build an evangelistic resource center.
We need 110 people to be engaged in this project, and I'm asking if there are people out listening today to get in touch with me. This is one of the poorest states. This is one of the least reached areas of India, a more critical area for us to be engaged with.
And the Christian Institute on Disability will open its doors for coursework next March. The Johnny and Friends Initiative is aimed at higher education and providing answers to hot topics on disability. Steve Bundy says evangelism is part of that goal.
We want to speak to the secular world, and we want to give them another perspective, a biblical perspective, a Christian perspective, and re-engage medicine and technology with the understanding of theology so that it's a more balanced view and perspective.
Pray that the Institute has a successful start. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing in the West, yet few Christians know much about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.